I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession. Yes, you are, a National League football podcast with John Cadogan and me, Charlie Baker. Here's John.
Hello, not stressed, not panicking, not worried.
No worries.
Not going to bed each night thinking of the National League title running. No, no, not me.
I've forgotten about it, John.
Have you?
Forgotten about it, the whole thing. I think it's over now. Football's gone on far too long. It's the ever. It's the never-ending season.
I realise the playoffs are going to go on well into June. That's absolutely nuts.
It's the never-ending season, John. It's stupid.
Mm.
And I blame Dover Athletic FC.
Okay. I thought you were going to say COVID.
No.
No?
Dovid.
Dovid.
Dovid 19. I hate Dover. I hate Dover. Yeah. Give us our 3 points back, you bastards! You bastards!
It's not.
Bloody hell, Dover!
It's Sutton win the league. It's not going to count because we'd have three
Doesn't
extra
count.
Points.
You're absolutely right, John. If Sutton win the league,
doesn't count.
That. Oh gosh, unbelievable, John, isn't it? Still there. Why won't they just f off? I mean, I know we've had some very nice evenings down at Sutton,
and we like Tim Vine,
and I love Tim Vine, and Bruce, their chairman, is a lovely fella, and we're always looked after, especially by that lady who's quiet as a mouse when she serves tea, and then is like an ultra.
Beryl.
Beryl is like an ultra,
yeah.
Isn't she? No,
okay.
Cheats. She called us cheats, John.
She did. You didn't deserve it when we full time whistle, didn't it?
When we just battled out,
yeah. Well, Beryl might have the last laugh.
She might have the last laugh, John. Do you think she was there on the telly?
I couldn't even bring myself to watch. I was getting linear WhatsApp updates from Gammy Knee, who was watching it. I went linear.
Linear from a non-linear, the ultimate non-linear season, isn't it?
It is, really.
The ultimate. Everything's happened out of order. I'm furious about it, John. One little point. I keep thinking of Benji's miss last week, Asa Hall's penalty miss. I mean, I should be thinking about all the amazing things that happened. And on the balance of play, Sutton should probably be 1 point ahead. I'll give them that.
We lost 4-0 to Maidenhead, for goodness sakes.
Exactly, John. Think of that. Think of letting Yeovil back in.
Ugh.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. Dagenham and Redbridge beat us twice.
Yeah, Wealdstone beat us.
They didn't.
Didn't they? Or did we draw? I can't remember.
John. I can't remember. It's so long ago. It's like 1996. This podcast now feels like a talking head show. Remember?
Like it's already over.
Yeah, you know, I've just been booked to do football's funniest moments again, John.
Okay.
Because the last one's been on about 6 years.
Mm.
Been booked to do, and I've not no idea what they found. I reckon it's all this season.
Sorry, it's a one-all draw. We'll just
so there we are. Admin. You were wrong, and that is you kicked off the National League podcast. You're free. You're free to go. You finally got a fact wrong, John, on this.
It's all right, because I edit it, so I'll just make that sound like...
leave that in.
It just sound like I knew what I was, talking about.
I'm going to report you to someone.
Ofcom.
The podcast police. Is there a podcast police? Because it does seem to be like anyone can make a podcast,
I think,
John.
And you can basically say anything.
It's the internet live. Oh, you've got someone at the door, John.
Do you know what? That's quite interesting.
Where do you live? Noel's house party.
Well, I've got this stupid doorbell, but it goes off by itself, and there's never anybody at the door.
Oh, a ghost.
I'm not even going to go and look. There's
ghost
no one there.
Doorbell, John. It's unbelievable.
There'll be nobody there. I guarantee it.
What do you do? I love that. You've got a ghost doorbell.
I know. I can't stop But I can't. I don't want to unplug it in case there is actually someone at the door.
Are you sure you're not in a production, one of your Christmas productions?
It did sound a bit like a comedy doorbell, didn't it?
And Gary Hours at the door.
Mr. Blobby's going to come in.
It's the ghost of all the players that Gary Johnson's released this year. It's the ghost of all the under 23 loanees that Gary's gone in. You've seen them once. And that's your lot. That's it.
Max Sheaf.
You've seen them. That was it.
Yeah.
Max Sheaf. We could do a whole football team, John. Where's Louis Slough, John?
Louis Slough, well...
Said the other day, it said happy birthday Louis Slough on Twitter, and I was like, I haven't seen the poor kid. not even made the bench.
That guy from QPR in goal, Martin something. Max Sheaf, Rob Street, Louis Tomlinson Slough. From Bristol Rovers.
Where's he, John? He's still at the club.
Is he?
There we are. Been up to much, John, this week? Had much on? I see you on your Instagram. I've been looking at your Instagram, John. You're very good at it. You're very good at it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm on Instagram, Charlie Baker Comedian. I don't like doing it. I'm not into it.
I like it most of all, the social networks.
Yeah, I've been told it's the best one and I should do it an awful lot more if I want to build some fan base so people come and see me do comedy. And I'm like, nah. Who's saying that? And they're saying, everyone, it's a proven way. And I'm like, yeah, you say that.
Is it?
But what about just talking about National League football and just sort of doing what you like? What about that?
It's another option.
Is that
isn't it?
A proven way, John? And apparently, no, it's not.
No.
But I've been looking at your Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And these are the things I like about it, John.
Okay.
Your food updates.
Yeah.
Is that your cooking, John?
Doing some cooking. I would take about 50% credit for it, but I think that's enough.
Okay. That's enough. That's more than enough. Yeah. Yes. Something you're thinking of getting into, is it taking up the old catering, is it? So the old catering, is it,
old,
John?
The old catering.
The old cooking, like cooking myself. Dave? this is what he'd say. Whip up a mean chilli.
Perfect for a cold night at Barrow, right?
Men, John. Men. You know men?
Yeah.
They go on about the chilli they can make, don't they?
But it's really easy.
Don't they, John?
It's one of the easiest.
Oh, f***. Sorry, I think I'm a bit filthy this week. I have no idea. They'll whip up one of my mean chilies. Come
it's
on,
only chili.
Mate, some mint.
A bit of mint, a bit of tomato sauce, some kidney beans.
People wang on about it, don't they? They absolutely go on about it, like, going to do one of my chilies. Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah. No, it's true.
So, whip up the old chilli, Mrs.
The old chilli?
Mrs. Ray. Does a mean spag bol.
The old Irish stew.
The old, the old Irish stew in the name of the Lord, Dave.
The old ones are the best, aren't they, Dave? They always say.
Always, well, certainly... I do like the old ones, I should know.
Almost as old as Danny Wright, you could say.
Yeah, the old ones are the best when they are in the case of Danny Wright. Okay, and the ball's gone out of play.
I mean, speaking of haunches, by the way, we seem to be sort of scatting at the moment. Isn't it the FA Trophy final this weekend?
Is it? Is it scatting?
We are a bit scatting. Hornchurch.
Oh, no, it's next weekend. Stomping ground.
Ignore me.
He'll be
weekend.
Excited, won't he? We might be
Hereford,
able to go.
Hereford Hornchurch.
Ray might be able to go, might of course. Josh Gowling, of course, the Hereford.
Oh, Josh Gowling, of course.
Kills the old...
Foot in both camps.
The old... foot in both camps.
Well, that means...
It's a great Ray phrase. I haven't been listening to the
Mixler, John.
Have they nose a bit out of joint because the TV have got involved?
Well, and watching on BT Sport last weekend, the commentator said, of course, we're now getting into what's been termed Gary time.
Yeah.
And I just pictured Ray sat there on his sofa, absolutely furious.
Spitting, that's my stuff! Like a comedian getting stuff nicked off
it. I think you'll find that's my line, actually.
Yeah, I came up with that. maybe I'll put into the old BT Sport.
Sport.
Hopefully won't be on BT Sport next season.
I make the old appearance on the Sky
EFL Quest.
Dave,
on the EFL, old Quest.
Colin Murray. Wants the co-host of the National Obsession.
There we are. Get all the gossip on.
Well,
the
I don't know if
Obsession
I can put that in.
Whoa, but beep, 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 beep.
That might have to be
a
bleep.
Yeah. Bleep that out. Right, John.
Can we crack that?
What's in the podcast this week, John?
On this week's edition of the National Obsession, episode 141.
41?
41, of course.
Sport.
Sport. we've got lots of National League news. Once again, a
two-match an interesting choice
week.
This week.
We're going to chat to, Maidenhead threw a spanner in the works on the weekend. We'll come back to that. But that means we'll catch up with agent Alan Devonshire, the continuing adventures of.
Yes, goodness me.
Find
means.
Out, because obviously they've also got
big
something.
Big game this week, yeah. Big game.
So we'll catch up with agent
Alan. I'm assuming he'll be on some sort of mission.
He usually is. It might just be like final orders before the, the push over the top.
Because losing to Notts County, I know you'll tell us about that in a minute,
yes.
But that's a great sort Lure of
disguise.
Them
in. Yeah.
Great disguise,
I'm guessing
isn't it,
that's
John?
What he'll say he was doing.
He's chubbed the water.
I think we're going to chat to non-league Ray, who is just going to explain the sort of various...
He's got some news for us, hasn't he?
...permutations, yeah.
He's got some news for us.
He's going to just map out how the rest of the season's going to look.
Yeah.
Find
I was
going to
say,
on.
John...
And lots of letters.
If anyone's thinking it's a bit, there's not enough in this week's podcast.
Yeah.
That's not our fault, John, is it? We've asked Helen Chamberlain to come on this week, and she was going to, and then instead she's done...
a dance podcast.
I will say, not instead. She had that booked in instead. So in many ways, she's just been asked to do something better.
So if you don't like this episode...
Wasn't
take
available.
Take it up with Helen Chamberlain.
Don't take it up with Helen. Don't take it up with Helen. And also, we're not a talkie podcast, so I don't know what she knows.
I don't know what she'd have to really bling.
Don't know what she's got what's she going to bling to us,
John? Gonna bling to us?
Thank you, Benny Hill.
Benny Hill,
what's
wasn't
the
it?
News? What's the news, John?
Let's get back to Saturday. Barnet 1, Notts County 4. Ian Birchnell, a new lease of life for that man.
Sorry,
recently.
Both of us absolutely reversing out of the Benny Hill.
This vehicle is reversing.
Desperate to do it, but no. Absolutely not.
Matob's cancelled.
Yes, John, Notts County, Birchnell's manager
Birchnell,
of the week.
I'm manager of the week.
He was Vanarama manager of the week.
Manager of the moment.
Can you believe it?
He's
thrashing him.
Unbelievable. One of the goals was an own goal by Barnett's Ben Richards Everton. Now, do you remember last week we talked about Sammy Blue Low Everton who played for Worcester?
Yes.
What's
are
going
brothers?
On? I don't
are they,
know.
Are they brothers?
I don't know.
It's
too much of a coincidence.
Clive Everton was putting it about a bit on the old snooker tour.
Well, they both play in for teams in North London as well.
Oh,
Wealdstone and Barnett.
Clive Everton next to me here. He's just been out knocking about in North
He's
London.
He's just impregnated a woman. In North London.
Where's that white sperm going? Where's that white sperm going? Where's that? Oh, that's you. You do that one. I've done the wrong
thing. Where's that cue ball going?
Where's Clive Everton's balls going? Impregnating the whole of North London. Clive Everton just out there. I'm a snooker player. Are you? Yeah, a pro. Watch this one. Have you got half an hour? Watch me do one for...
Watch me screw back for the yellow, green, brown, blue, pink and black.
Watch this safety shot. Wow, Clive. So impressed.
Finishes with a trick shot.
Hey.
Halifax nil, Boreham Wood 1. So that put a bit of a dent in Halifax's playoff hopes, but they're still in the mix. Boreham Wood suddenly picked up Hartlepool 2, Maidenhead 4. Unbelievable result. Sam Barrett hat-trick there from Maidenhead. I don't know, maybe they could sign Southend's Ricky Holmes for next season to play alongside him. Oh, Barrett Holmes?
Lovely, wouldn't it? Absolutely lovely. They're going to put Barrett Holmes all over this. Oh!
Well, now the planning regulations have been made easier as a result of the Queen's speech. Barrett
farewell,
Holmes.
Farewell, Plainmoor.
Yeah.
Yes. Barrett to Holmes. Lovely
so, job. Yes, Hartlepool. Love shock result there. Sutton 2, Weymouth 0. Very, very predictable.
Very annoying.
Annoying. Wealdstone 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 5. Dagenham and Redbridge absolutely on fire at the moment. Woking 1, Chesterfield 4. So Chesterfield also putting together a nice little run of form. Wrexham 3, Yeovil 0. Team Geat said after the game, my biggest bugbear is it wasn't 7-0. And that's without me being disrespectful to Yeovil.
Sounds quite disrespectful.
It sounds a little bit disrespectful, to be honest. And that was him not being
I've started saying, instead of all with all due respect, I've started saying with no due respect.
With no due respect.
It's a lovely thing to say. No one's realising
you're
saying
any respect. And talking nil, Bromley nil.
Ooh.
That was Saturday.
It was a bit gutting, wasn't it, John?
It was
a little bit. Let's talk about Torquay United. It was...
make up for last week.
Oh, the one that when that one hit the post like after 4 minutes.
I knew it.
It was like,
I said to my other half then, we needed that to go in.
That drops in.
Yeah.
We win 3-1.
Yeah. I was told I was being ridiculous, but I was absolutely right.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We need that to go in. It felt a bit like, oh, no, it's not going to be easy. And then just the replay. Just watch the replays of that last chance. It was a hard chance. He'd done all the bit hard bit, made it himself. Just stick it to his left-hand side, Benj.
I know. I've been replaying it ever since.
It's like, why have you hit it at the keeper? He's trying to go across him, isn't he? The keeper's going one way. He's trying to hit it the other way, but he ends up hitting it at him.
I don't think he expected it either. It sort of bobbled around and it sort of took a few deflections and, oh, God, suddenly I'm in.
But look, he's not had much game time.
No.
And you go, oh, Billy Waters would have scored that. Yeah, but Billy Waters might not have battled enough or been tall enough to get the chance, you know.
True.
So
he did look handy when he came on, I thought. But
look, 0-0. Bromley looked good. They looked horrible.
I wouldn't like to come up against them again, to be honest.
Do you know who plays Bromley twice, John, in their last three games?
Who?
Notts County.
Ooh.
Birchnell will not want to play Bromley twice.
I thought they were one of the better teams I've seen us play this season, to be honest.
Annoyingly, yes. They did miss a sitter as well, so.
Yes, yeah, they did. Tuesday night, let's go on to that. Aldershot 2, Yeovil 0.
Mm.
Chicky Candy scored for Aldershot. Nope, we're not doing it.
Come on, John.
We're not doing it anymore.
Oh, no. Why, John?
too much of that terrible song.
Secretly, for me, just for me.
Sunny Old Moors 2, Weymouth 1.
Pointless game.
Result of the night, Stockport 1, Dagenham 1.
Wow.
New face of the team. Come on, the Daggers.
We love the Daggers. Oi, oi! Hey!
Good old Dagenham.
Love the Daggers, John.
Real big. I never used to.
I will say, we called it last week. We did say Dagenham would not want to play Dagenham. Would not want to be playing Dagenham. And, John, they hit the bar in the last minute.
Yeah,
They nearly won the game. Hit the bar. Paddy Madden went off at half time for Stockport. Don't know if that's injury or what.
Yeah, it could be. Hopefully he's injured.
Went off.
That'd be useful.
Why are we playing
for a Sunday?
Sunday at midday, your classic.
Sitting down for your Sunday roast.
Classic midday game.
Chesterfield 4, Kings Lynn 1. Joseph Yarny scored again for Chesterfield. That went down very well on the old Twitter. Yeah. Lots of foffs chipping in. Laurel or Yarny.
Yes.
Everybody heard Laurel.
And was it just me that heard Yarny?
Yeah.
I'm old, John. I am very old. We need the older people to get in touch. Jane Kelly. I'm not saying she's older, but she's as old as me. She's offered to buy us a cup of tea at the Barnet game, John.
That'd be nice.
So I'm going to hold her to that. I'm going to find her in the ground. She's in the family stand. We're in the pop side. I'm going to go round there. Where's my tea, nurse?
Get me a tea. Nurse?
Nurse, bring me my tea.
Tea, please.
Jane Kelly should be sitting in the family end. She'll be sucking in the ball there, John, won't she?
Wasn't where that was going.
She'll be sucking it in.
Two games on the road at Chesterfield have scored four. And same for Notts County as well. They put four past Maidenhead on Tuesday night. Agent Alan Devonshire sent off.
Oh, yeah, very good. Oh, so he won't be... So.
No.
So we won't be on the bench this Saturday, I'm assuming. Did you get a band here, or?
I think so.
We'll hear about that, I'm sure, in a minute. Yeah.
Their keeper, Reese Lovett, got an injury as well. I would love it. Love it if if he recovered in time. Love it.
That outfield player went in goal, didn't he? And that's why Notts County scored so many goals.
Yeah.
So don't get ahead of yourselves, Notts County.
We'll find out from Adrian Allen imminently.
Nottingham County.
Worthstone 0, Bromley 1, and Sutton 3, Woking 2. Oh, you tried, Woking.
They really did try. And then when they floated that corner, not that free kick in with the last kick of the game, and I thought, this has got Gehring written all over it.
Imagine
making
that.
Himself a Torquay hero at last. And then, do you know what their keeper did? Went down like he'd been injured, which is a very good tactic. Pretending, I was hit.
You get Lucas Kovalan energy.
Because I think the keepers are really protected these days, Dave. Overly protected, some would say. Yes, some would say overly protected. No one can do Dave. You don't know what to do for the Dave voice.
Don't really know
what to
do.
Have a listen to Dave's voice.
That's the news. So the table is Sutton on top with 78 points. Ooh. Torquay second, 77. And Stockport third, 72. All played the same amount of games now.
And all to play for, John.
And then
all to play for.
Hartlepool, Notts County, Chesterfield and Halifax in the playoffs. But yes, as you say, anyone down to... It's probably Bromley are in 8th, Wrexham 9th, Eastleigh 10th, Dagenham 11th.
Maidenhead have two games in hand, John.
They could still get there. Bourne would have one game in hand. They could still technically get there. They've won two in a row now. It's all to play for down there.
It's all to play for and it's all in the air. So, you know, Bromley v Notts County, they're huge games.
Literally all in the air.
And I wouldn't, if we were in the playoffs, I wouldn't want either of those teams.
No.
I'd want Notts County more than I'd want Bromley, to be honest, in the playoffs.
Yeah, Bromley were really solid.
If we were in the playoffs. Is that it, John?
That's it.
That's the news. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for the continuing adventures of Agent Alan Devonshire.
Wait your turn, Devonshire. Send him in. What's my PA's name? Sandra?
Sandra who?
Send Devonshire in, will you?
Oh, I'm the old China.
Devonshire, you can...
Hello, mate. All right.
You can drop that accent. Yeah. I know you're in deep cover.
Finally. It's lovely to drop it.
Drop
it
the accent
really
for me.
It really is smashing. I've had to keep it up for years now.
Well.
Absolutely years, which... Tell you what, at my age, isn't easy.
It's an impressive feat, Devonshire.
Really, I do have impressive feet for a big man.
And a very impressive hat as well. I do
yes,
like
I always like wearing my hat. Right. That's so I can keep you talking to me in my ear under my hat.
And as ever, you are a master of disguise, Devonshire.
Ah, you wouldn't know what I look like if you saw me in the street of Maidenhead.
Now, this weekend is probably the culmination of a years-long espionage.
A years-long. It is a years-long.
That you've been carrying out.
Yes. Secretly. Well, a long time. Long time, innit? I've been there a long, long time, and this year it's been absolutely smashing to be able to try and help the gulls out. Finally. Just wait. Do you promise me I'll get the job eventually down at Plainmoor? Is the promise still in?
I can guarantee that, Devonshire. Never you
One
worry.
One day, I so dream of it.
On Saturday, you successfully knocked out Hartlepool from the title race. Congratulations for that.
Yes.
You carried out your orders magnificently, and no one suspected a thing.
Not a thing, and we did a great job on the team we played. I wish I could remember who it was. Hartlepool, more like.
And then on Tuesday night, you were
lose.
Agent work. I said, don't make it too obvious. And so you lost 4-0.
Yes, I really went for it. I said to the lads, Lose 4-0 and I'll get sent off and no one will suspect a thing.
What did you get sent off for? It doesn't say in the BBC match report.
I cannot remember, but I think I threw my hat at... Who were we playing again? Notts County. It was that little bastard, Ian Birchnell. I called his team bastards. I called them Nottingham County, which is apparently is a sending off offence.
Oh, well, I mean, that is probably fair enough. They do take that very seriously up there.
They hate that.
This Saturday is possibly your biggest task yet.
Yes.
Sutton United.
It's my D-Day. It's...
Are you ready?
It's the bouncing bomb.
Are you ready? We play Barnes Wallace up front. No.
It is.
Are you ready?
My Dunkirk, John.
Are you ready
to do... Your name's not John.
No, it's not.
Q.
Kirk.
Kirk.
Kirk Dunn.
Kirk Dunn. Hello. Hello.
Are you ready to do your duty for your
always,
country?
Always. For my county.
Give Sutton a damn good hiding. Over
for
the top.
For my county. Do you promise me I will be the Torquay United manager? That's all I'm doing it all for. I'm waiting for the cricketer Rakeem Cornwall to be so we can be Devonshire and Cornwall management team.
We can see to that later. He is a big unit after all.
Do you promise me? Because Gary seemed to be have his feet under the table there.
Well, we've
always seem to love him. There's talk of statues.
We've always got a plan. We can do all sorts here at MI6?
Yes.
5?
MI38.
MI38. MI380. After Newton Abbott.
After Penning. I will be there. We will win Saturday. 3-1.
Good man. Agent Alan, get back into character. Get on.
All right, me old China. See you later. Come on, lads. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Knees up, Mother Brown. Knees up, Mother Brown.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, aren't you, John?
You are.
Next. What's next?
Well, I mean, I'd better introduce it.
Okay,
really,
yeah, sure.
I suppose.
Yeah, sure.
Not that.
Oh, we've got a visitor. We've
got a visitor, okay. Which usually is about time for you to go and use the loo because
not Hearst, is it?
It's not Hearst.
Thank God for that.
Thank God. We are joined for the first time in a long time, actually, by the non-league. What do you call him? An aficionado, mega fan, super fan.
Yeah.
Non-league Ray.
Yes, non-league Ray. Yeah.
Hello, Ray.
That's what they call me because I am the person who knows most about it. Goes to all the games. I've not been to a game for 2 years, but I go to most of the games. I'm non-league Ray, and ask me anything. In fact, I've got some news for you, John. I don't know if you know what's going on in the National League at the moment. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I do. It's a National League podcast, isn't it?
So you don't know what's going on. Okay, I'll explain to you the situation, John. You may have seen that Sutton played on Tuesday night, and that was their game in hand, John.
Yes.
And they needed to win that to go above Torquay.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Torquay drew with Bromley at the weekend, 0-0, in a game that perhaps should have won.
Yeah.
And if they had won that, they'd have been a bit further ahead than
that. I was watching.
They were, so they wouldn't have been able to be overtaken. It was in their hands, John.
Yeah, no, I know.
So there was that. And Stockport are up there and fighting as well, and they've got easy games to finish the season, John.
Yeah, I'm aware of all of that, actually.
Yeah, so Stockport, they need to win basically all their games to have a chance of going up automatically now. Because I don't know if you know, at the top of the National League, there's one promotion place.
Yeah.
And then the rest is done by a playoff system where second and third play fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh, John.
Right.
And they all play each other. And then
I know.
Second and third play them at home. And then there's a final. So that's, I don't know if you know that, but
right.
it's confusing, John.
I know,
not everyone
all
understands
of that.
It. And so everyone now has played 39 games.
I'm a Torquay United
good.
Fan.
But
I'm
Sutton,
well aware.
I don't know if you know, Sutton, they have to play Hartlepool and Torquay have to play Stockport. And they are two major banana skins. Some would say that the Sutton game v Maidenhead is a potential banana skin as well.
Right.
The Stockport game, John, you may notice it's not on Saturday at 3 o'clock. It's been moved to Sunday at 12 o'clock.
Right.
Which no one really understands, but I think BT Sport I don't know if you know, BT Sport,
yes.
They have the rights to cover the Vanarama National League.
Ray, I know.
Used to be known as the Blue Square Premier.
We've been down here for 6 years.
It's also the Vauxhall Conference. So it's confusing for people who aren't in the know about the National League.
But this is non-league. A National League podcast. We
but
all
I'm
know.
But I'm non-league, Ray. I'm here to explain it to you. Okay, so if going into the weekend, everyone's Sutton are 1 point ahead. And Torquay United could really do with them dropping points somewhere along the line
right.
so that they can try and win their last three games.
Right.
I hope that's cleared it up. Anyway, I've got to go. I'm booking to have me lunch at Trowel. I'm very excited. Trowel Services is calling. Can't go actually in the services. Going to be eating outside. And they're saying they're going to do table service at the EDC.
Alfresco.
I think he won't be there, no. I think, but I hope all this bit hasn't been leading up to that lame joke. Okay, John. Bye, John. Bye, bye.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
John.
Several letters.
Ooh! Houses. People took last week's no letters and they took it to heart.
They've run with it.
And they've run with it.
And run with it.
Who've we got letters from, John?
Charlie Hewings gets
in touch.
Hey,
Charlie.
Now, is Charlie a first time contributor? This is a question.
On the ice to you, Charlie.
On the ice, Charlie. I'm just checking.
Does he sound familiar in his letter? Second letter. Okay, Charlie.
First one was in January, second one in May. It's just
wow. This is the type of letter writer I like. Just leaving it a long time. Not desperate to be a foff.
I think you're going to really like the content of this as well.
Okay.
He says, on the ice, gents, I'm writing.
On the ice, Charlie.
This week, as I've once again spotted Hearst out in the wild.
Wow.
On this occasion, I saw him in a Screwfix car park struggling to unload a Karcher pressure washer from his hearse. I could then... Has the Karcher
I bet
died?
He's got one.
Maybe it was broken.
Well, I listen, a Karcher is never broken, John.
I could hear him tell a grieving family that he needed to return it before the warranty ran out. He clearly had not been impressed by the K7 premium smart control model, despite its ability to tackle stubborn tasks and provide outdoor areas with a new lease of life.
I'm saying that a smart control Karcher pressure washer is a disaster waiting to happen, isn't it, John? Smart control and water, that's never going together. If Karcher have pulled that off, then they are even better than I imagine.
I got the old Karcher out the other weekend as well. Very exciting.
The old Karcher?
The old Karcher, of course.
Pressure washer. Good under pressure, like Gary Johnson.
He says, I'm sending this before the 5:20 kickoff on Saturday and predicting a 2-1 victory to the
Charlie.
Goals.
Charlie! It's your fault, Charlie.
P.S.
For sending the letter.
It's definitely Laurel, not Yanni. Charlie Hewings.
Oh, it should have been 2-1. If that one had dropped in and Benji had put his in and they'd scored their one from the cross, it would have been 2-1. So in many ways, you're right, Charlie. And lovely bit of Karcher update there, wasn't it? Really, really good.
Gammy Knee gets in touch.
Ah, on the ICU, Gammy.
Gammy Knee Mail.
It's the Gammy Knee Mail.
Gammy Knee Mail.
He'll have loved that last bit about the Karcher stuff, won't he?
He says, on the ice. The
on the
story
ice.
Of the whale in the Thames near Barnes Bridge and Teddington Lock. Do you follow this story this week?
It's just classic Gammy opening.
There was a whale stuck in the Thames.
I saw the one about the seal that got killed by a dog.
No, this was a whale that
Barnes.
Got...
Was that you,
beached.
John?
No, well, this
you
is what
around
happened.
That area?
Yeah, he said, the story of the whale that's stuck in the Thames near Barnes Bridge.
All
was
right.
Big news recently. All of this happening very close to John's home. I thought you would enjoy hearing that. When the sad announcement was made about the animal having to be put down, Mrs. Knee's only comment was, I hope John has the sense to keep away from the local fish and chip shop for a few days. Cheers,
geez,
Gammy Knee.
Hard nails.
No sympathy
no,
for the
no
poor
sympathy
old whale.
At all. The old deep fried whale.
Whale. Bit of whale's blubber over the top
get
there.
Get it, of course, myself from down in Babbacombe. Best fish and chips in the world.
Hambury's.
Dave Hambury's, of course. Up there.
Babbacombe.
Always award winning.
Just opposite the old theatre there, of course, at the top. The old funicular as well.
Yeah, we are. The old funicular. I love the old Cliff Railway.
Just down the old track there, down to the Kerry Arms.
Lovely spot,
of course.
Sponsor one of the players, of course. One of them, I can't remember which one. I think don't know who he sponsored, the Carey Arms.
Hopefully not one of the old under 23 low knees that Gary Johnson's just made disappear.
Had them disappear like KGB. There we go. Well, Gammy Knee. It was a lovely, and it was lovely to get a little insight as well to Mrs. Knee. Wasn't
Mrs. Knee's slightly twisted sense of
humour. Always nice to hear Nicola Knee turn up in one of Gammy Knee. Makes me pleased that they're still there in a loving relationship.
they're Nettle super fans.
Oh, they are. Yeah. I know that. Are they going to any games, John? They don't want to go to any games. They can't get tickets.
No, they're not going to any games. They're fully dosed up, though. So,
very good.
Getting back out into the wild, I say.
Yeah, get out there. Send them all back to work. That's what you should do with the retirees. Send the retirees back to work. Get back to work, you lazy b***h. You had all the free cheap money. I'm not calling your mum and dad lazy.
No.
I'm just saying that generation, John. My mum and dad's generation. Everyone, that generation. All the cheap money, or baby boomer generation. They had all the cheap money, all the cheap property.
You've had your vaccines.
And all they bloody do is moan, isn't it? Not your mum and dad.
No. Let's make that very clear.
Let's make that very, very clear. Lovely, John. There we are. So we've had some whale news.
And we've had news.
Karcher news. That's two letters. I wouldn't call two several, but we know you're fast and loose with the numbers on the letters. You like to try and sort of say, oh, I'll tell you what we have had. It's Mark Hepworth's team lost again.
Oh, they did.
Last week.
I saw that
they
on
did,
Twitter so, on NetOps Pod.
There's been some call for Mark to get his FOF number anyway. Absolutely not. The rules have been set. It's carrot and stick for Mark and the FOF number.
And I tell you what, as we draw this episode to a close, an exciting thing for next week. I was going to the cupboards and I found a pack of chocolate raisins cupboards produced by Nutter's Whole Foods of Newton Abbot.
Oh, Nutter's Whole Foods. Okay.
Nutter's Whole Foods.
In Newton Abbot. Wonder where that is.
It said Ipplepen, I think.
You'll love this, John. The old Pick and Park theme. Do you ever hear that? I used to go in as a child with my brother. We'd go and pick fruit and they'd for them, and then they'd weigh it and they'd give you some money for the amount you'd picked for them. But of course, you ended up eating most of it, dossing about, chucking strawberries at each other. Their radio advert used to be, it's very NatOps Pod, it used to be this: driving to pick and park at Ipplepen, driving to pick and park, park and pick away, driving to pick and park at Ipplepen, driving to pick and park, park and pick away. Just brilliant bit, isn't it? Brilliant
Lovely.
Bit of copywriting.
That's like Paul Simon or something.
It could be, couldn't it? The original rappers were the pick and park people.
We better catch up with Nutter's Whole Foods next week.
Lovely.
And see what they're about.
Bit of a catch up.
Catch up with old Nutter's Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
We should probably speak to Ivor as well, because I gather Ivor Dewdney was queuing up at Home Park for his bloody vaccine. Try to give him a bloody season ticket.
All that next week, John. All that next week. The whole situation of the National League will be a lot clearer this time next week.
For better
week,
or for worse.
For better or for worse. We are going to the Barnet game. We're trying to, aren't we, John? We're going to try and go to that. There we are. That's it for this week. Thanks so much. Get in touch with us. What's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Or you can get us on Twitter. Loads of nice tweets. Thanks for those. Try and leave us a 5-star review on the iTunes. That'll be very nice. On the ice to you all.
On the ice.
That's it for the National
Come
Obsession.
Come on, you yellows.
Come on, you yellows. Yellow Army.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.